and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, all over the world, on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, where you can pick up the podcast of this show. And we are being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns in Mason, temporarily closed. Those guys are, and Mike Green would like to say, being part of the solution and not the problem. And they have, you know, cut down their hours because of what's going on. The world knows what's going on with the pandemic and the COVID-19 virus. But doing their part, they will continue on their Wednesday night auctions and make arrangements for pickup or pickup after things have lightened up. So whichever the case, if you're not in a hurry, that's even better yet. You want to buy something on the auction, by all means, please do so. NotJustGuns.com. But again, please know that their doors are closed temporarily. Also want to thank our friends at the United Deer Farmers of Michigan coming on board with us this year in 2020, as is our good friend Doug and Karen Roberts at Conquest Sense out of Davison, Michigan. Very happy to have all of them on board with us. And a special treat for us today, in the middle of all the craziness going on, the new director for the Michigan DNR joining us right now, old friend Dan Eichinger is joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing okay under the circumstances, Duran. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, I wanted to get you settled into the new position before I bothered you, and then I bother you with this. And and I'll tell you why. I'm gonna first of all, man, congratulations. It's been a really fun run with you so far. When you were back at MUCC, Drew and myself all together, when we got that first phone call about CWD being in the wild here in Michigan, being found a test positive, and I'm like right there when all this came down, and now I'm grabbing you for COVID-19. Let's talk a little bit about fishing etiquette. I mean, I don't know. We should probably talk when there's not a crisis.
Yeah, that'd be okay too.
but again, congrats, man, and on the new job, and it's got to be it's you know, same thing on a much grander scale.
Well, this one is, you know, this one's so challenging because this is a, you know, this is a real human health crisis, and everything, you know, everything kind of stops, and we start running everything through the filter of, you know, how can we in the department do everything we can to protect the public, protect our employees, and provide safe places for people to recreate outdoors, because folks really need that now, especially with, you know, with everyone having to stay home. We've got the stay home, stay safe order from the governor. And, you know, people need to be outside. They need to be recreating. They got to be doing it safely, though. And that's what we're really trying to focus our messaging on, is trying to tell folks how to get outdoors, but be safe and be smart about how you're doing it.
Absolutely. Of course, last week, rather, we got the information from the Michigan Charter Boats Captains Association about charters being held off because of the close contact. We had Lance Valentine from Teaching Fishing on the show. And, you know, Lance brought to light a few things that we didn't think about, aside from the close quarters, close contact with people on a fishing boat, that, you know, you have the potential of the virus staying on porous surfaces like cork and foam handles that we go back and forth touching in the boat, which could transmit the virus should somebody be a carrier of it. So, you know, which we understand is difficult, but we understand. And now recently, there's an issue with the Steelhead Run. God bless the Steelhead Run at Tippy Dam, where, you know, it is, like you mentioned off air, combat fishing shoulder to shoulder. And people were not, you know, adhering by that 6-foot rule.
Yeah, Tippy was one of those spots where we knew, you know, just with the timing of how this is starting, you know, this is cresting in Michigan, and it's happening at the same time the Steelhead Run is really heating up a lot. And we knew that places like Tippy were going to be issues. So we had folks out there trying to pay attention to what the crowds were doing and what folks were doing. And you know, our observations and the feedback, we got a ton of feedback from the from the community there, local government folks, local law enforcement, other folks in the Manistee County community saying, hey, you guys got to do something about Tippi. And we agreed, so we, you know, we had to take that really tough, difficult step, but shut it down. And the other thing is that we had folks that were, you know, Tippi is a super popular spot all across the state of Michigan. So it wasn't just folks from Manistee County that are fishing there. It was really drawing people from places, you know, other places in West Michigan, Southeast Michigan, all points of the compass were getting drawn to that area. And that really, really is not what, you know, the spirit of the stay home, stay safe order is all about. We really want folks to be, you know, we definitely want people to be able to get outside and find a place where they can connect with nature outside. But we really, really want to discourage people from packing up the truck and driving 3.5 hours across the state just to go fishing. That's not what the intention is there. So we shut Tippi down. It's a big bummer. It's a really popular spot, but you know, when we've got folks standing shoulder to shoulder, packed in tight, you know, filling up the parking lot, in the boat launch, everybody standing in the river shoulder to shoulder like that, not a good situation. And then having them get back in their vehicles later that day and then drive off to wherever they came from, not a good situation at all. So we had to shut it down.
Director of the Michigan DNR, Dan Eichinger, joining us here on Wild Michigan. Dan, it's spring in Michigan. We actually have a spring this year, which we really didn't get last year. And now we have the salmon run. And now, you know, you're looking at places like, you know, the pier in Ludington and 6th Street Dam in Grand Rapids, which we talked about briefly off air. Again, a lot of shoulder-to-shoulder contact. And look, understaffed as the Michigan DNR is already with COs and just people in general, this has got to be not only a difficult task for them as anglers and hunters themselves, as sportsmen and women themselves, to have to shut these places down. But, I mean, it's gotten to that point, and Tippi was like the beginning of what could be kind of a nasty mess for the state.
Yeah, what we're hoping is that, you know, through opportunities like this, Dran, and I really appreciate getting the chance to come on the show and just start talking to people about, you know, be smart when you're out there. I mean, if you're going to go and fish on a pier, and I grew up in Holland, so I know all about pier fishing. You know, it's the same kind of scenario where you got guys like just packed in there super tight, shoulder to shoulder. And that 6-foot rule, that applies if you're on a pier, if you're standing in the river, if you're on a boat, if you're on a dock, wherever it is that you are. You know, the general rule should be if you can hold your fishing rod out and spin around in a circle and not touch somebody else, that's probably pretty close to that 6-foot social distancing. But, you know, as you and I both know, and a lot of folks who listen to the show know, you know, you go out to a pier at Ludington or Holland or Grand Haven or, you know, Pentwater, any of these really popular places to go fish off the pier, that's not typically how folks fish. We really need them to do that. And we need folks to be able to kind of police themselves a little bit. And, you know, they don't need to be nasty about it, but just say, hey, you know, we got to spread out here, guys, a little bit and make room. Because the last thing, you know, the last thing that we can have is we don't want this disease to linger any longer than it has to. And so being smart today, not, you know, not being selfish and saying, oh, it's not going to happen to me or I feel fine, so I can go and live my life as I do. Those are the kinds of things and those are the attitudes that are going to carry this disease a lot longer than it needs to. We need folks to take these orders really seriously, take that social distancing guideline really seriously, whether you're fishing, whether you're going to be turkey hunting here pretty soon in a couple of weeks, whatever it is, you got to follow those rules. That's the only way we're going to get through this in the shortest possible time.
Dan Eichinger is joining us here on the Conquest Sense Hotline. He is the new director of the Michigan DNR, appointed by our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, here, and, of course, the former director over at MUCC. And, Dan, I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute so we can talk more because, you know, this job for you is just getting started. And man, what a time to jump in. But you know what? I'm very happy it's you doing it. And we're going to talk more with you here in a couple of seconds. So hold on, please. We're going to speak more with Dan. You can punch up our friends at Not Just Guns online, notjustguns.com. Closed for now, but they're still doing the online auctions, and all their details are on their website. You can find a link on ours at wildmichiganradio.com.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes States on our wonderful affiliates, bringing it to you all over the world on our podcast at wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick it up on iTunes or the Google Play Store, wherever you get your podcast downloads. You can find us there. And again, a direct link on our website to wildmichiganradio.com. Also a direct link to the United Deer Farmers of Michigan, our new friends and sponsors of the show. And right now we're going to go back to Dan Eichinger. He is the director of the Michigan DNR. And we've been talking a little bit about the Tippy Dam closure due to anglers not adhering by the 6 feet, minimum 6 feet social distancing rule. And again, this is, and I don't want to preach, this is not my thing, but if you're not adhering to the rule, and you can put this on me, I'm just going to say this out loud, something's wrong with you. Okay, we don't need this black eye by not following the rules. Okay, sportsmen and women get a bad enough rap by people that are anti-hunting, anti-fishing already, and to take these levels of self-importance that way. I mean, look, I love fishing as much as the next person, but we've got a serious issue that is global. It's not just here in Michigan, and we here in Michigan are, you know, right up there in the ranks for having bad numbers with this. So, you know, take it upon yourself to do the right thing, and, you know, make the rest of us look good at the same time. So I'm gonna say, put that one on me and come back to Director Dan Eichinger here on the show. Dan, once again, I'm very happy to have you on here as the first time as the director of the Michigan DNR. I was getting, you know, reports of with turkey season upon us, of another state, you know, saying that they were going to close turkey season. Well, I didn't find anything on that. All I found out was Missouri saying that they're going to have a tough year with bird numbers, so hunting might be difficult. I didn't hear anything about a turkey season closure. That said, as far as I know, here in Michigan, there's no real licensing for turkey guiding like there is fishing on the lakes and the rivers here. So I get a little concerned because it can be a close contact thing that we do in a blind or, you know, or even in the woods. And, you know, this is where we really need to separate ourselves as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, a lot of, you know, it used to be with turkey hunting, if you're going to hunt with a partner, you know, everybody did the thing where we leaned up against a tree. You know, if you were calling birds from somebody, you'd sit 10, 15 feet behind them, call the birds. And now it seems like a lot of people have switched over to hunting out of pop-up blinds where you're sitting right next to somebody. You know, again, that's another one of those places where we're going to have to modify our techniques a little bit as sportsmen. You know, certainly this spring, as we're trying to control this virus and ask people to practice that social distancing wherever you are and whatever it is that you're doing. So, you know, folks getting ready to go out into the turkey woods here in a couple of weeks, got to think about having a game plan in mind for if you're going to hunt with a partner, how you guys are going to practice that social distancing. And it may mean that, you know, we're going to have to hunt a little bit more old school like we used to, where, you know, we're camoed up, we're sitting up against a tree, not hanging out in a pop-up blind together, while we get through this disease. So folks are just going to have to be, we're going to have to be a little bit heads up as we think about getting ready for the woods this spring, about how we need to adapt our hunting techniques so that we can keep each other safe and then keep the rest of our community safe too.
Absolutely. And if you've not seen the Michigan Spring Turkey Digest yet, I would go out, get it, suitable for framing, I might add, because it has our own Al Stewart and his son Chris on the front. Of course, Al is the longtime upland game bird specialist for the Michigan DNR and good friend of the show. And it's very cool to have Al, who is just been such a wonder for Michigan's turkey, along with many others here in the state for our populations, and how this program from its reintroduction to where we are now, Dan, is just amazing for turkey hunting.
Yeah, you know, Michigan is a great state for turkey hunting. Al Stewart is the godfather of the turkey here in Michigan and has done you know, really devoted his career to, you know, taking it for some of the best turkey hunting in the country. You know, Michigan, I would put us right in competition with Missouri in terms of the quality and the quantity of the turkey hunting that we have here. I mean, if folks who are about my age or even a little bit older, you know, we all remember the days when it was a really rare thing for us to see turkeys anywhere, let alone have them be as visible and present and dispersed as they are now in the state of Michigan. And the cool thing about turkeys and turkey recovery in Michigan, that only happens with the conservation efforts of the great citizen conservationists that we have in this state and people who belong to really great organizations that work on turkey habitat, turkey conservation, and the dedication of generations of biologists here in the Department of Natural Resources. It's a great story about, you know, kind of the human role in conservation and making turkeys as commonplace as they are today. It's a great story.
It is, and you know, Al, of course, the first person known to record a catch and release world slam, and now he sent me pictures of the oscillated turkeys he took down in, I believe it was Mexico. I'm like, okay, now is he at his world slam for hunting? I mean, the man's amazing.
Yeah, he's working on it. I think Al, if my memory serves correctly, he was just down in Mexico again earlier this year on a turkey hunting trip after oscillated. So
yeah, he and Chris both. I mean, the beautiful peacock looking birds. Al sent me the picture, and of course, all I could do is smile. and hope.
Yeah, they're a gorgeous bird. Those oscillated turkeys are gorgeous.
Dan Eichinger is joining us here on Wild Michigan, of course, being brought to you by United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Dan, now that we've got the heavy stuff out of the way, you know, we've got keep a pole distance away if you're fishing on the pier or along the riverbank, you know, you don't need to be that close and just kind of look out for one another as we are out there enjoying what Michigan has to offer. But what else are you working on? I mean, this has got to be something that, I mean, nobody saw this coming, especially to this degree, but you had to be working on other things, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, it's a heavy thing, too, but, you know, obviously we're continuing our work on chronic wasting disease and really trying to stay at the forefront of understanding where that disease is going. You know, try and create an environment where there's, you know, world-class, you know, cutting-edge research that's happening here in Michigan that we can bring in to, you know, inform our management efforts there. But that's certainly a big undertaking for the department. You know, this event with COVID-19, coronavirus, and our response to it, this is really going to be game changing in terms of, you know, what we're going to be able to focus on and what we're going to be able to accomplish here over the next couple of years. So the agenda is really going to get upended in a lot of respects about what we're going to be able to focus on. It's going to have a tremendous impact on Michigan's economy. You know, we mm-hmm. know that small businesses are hurting right now. We know that the service industry is hurting, the travel industry, manufacturing, all the sectors in our economy are going to be impacted by this. And state government's certainly going to be impacted by it as well. And it's, you know, we're really at the beginning of understanding, you know, what that impact is going to be. And then it's going to fall on us to kind of figure out what can we accomplish with, you know, with the resources sure. that we have and with where the, you know, with just where the state is. It's really going to change the agenda here.
Well, I tell you what, we'll do our best on our end. We appreciate the work you're doing. Dan Eichinger, the new director for the Michigan DNR. Thanks so much for joining us here on Wild Michigan. We're going to talk more with some friends here on the Michigan Talk Network.